Hello.
Hi, Laura. It's Matt here, Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Matt. Hi, Mel. I thought you were off this week.
Yeah, I am. They told me to give you a call, so I figured I'd spend a little bit of time and figure out what's kind of going on here.
What's going on is I'm going to be doing a new website, and to that end, I'm working as fast as I possibly can to find a photographer and a web developer and all that kind of stuff. So in retrospect, what I probably did was start out with you guys sooner than I should have. I should have waited till I had a website, then called you and signed up. Right now, I'm weeks away, and I wanted to know if I could pause my membership or whatever you want to call it. I looked online. It sounds like it's doable. But the reason, I'm not looking for my money back. I want to do it. I'm just not ready. And so at the end of a month, this guy told me it's going to take at least 3 weeks, so I haven't even finalized somebody yet. So that's why. I didn't mean you have to call on your day off. But I just wanted to pause it and start toward the third week or fourth week of March. At least I would have a website. And the second thing is that when you and I talked, you said that you guys were going to be sending out, emails or something to former clients saying, please give me a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to Natalie, she said, we don't do that. You have to do that. And I said, that's not what Matt told me. So she said, well, you got to talk to him.
Okay, gotcha. So let's start off with each issue. So I'll start off with the 5-star thing so that we can just knock that out, because that's really simple. Remember I told you got to get all your list of clients, your past list of clients.
Once
you get that list, what we'll do is we'll walk you through how to input those into our system. It's very easy. You just input it into the system, and then the system automatically will send that out to your past clients, okay? So maybe there's that disconnect or what have you, but yeah, it will send those out automatically. And as I was saying, like out of 10 people you do that for, 4 of them will give you a 5-star review. So it's got a decent number of return on the investment. So that's basically what that is. Okay. So our system has this feature where it will allow you to get those 5-star reviews, but obviously we got to get you to input them in, and then it takes care of the rest. So it's super easy.
I can do that, but that's not, just so you know, that's not what neither Joyce or Natalie told me. They said, no, you have to do it yourself. And I was awkward for me to do it, as I told you, because it's like, please love me, please praise me, please, you know. And if you guys do it, it looks like a third party sending it out. So, yes, I can do that. And when I get them listed out, I will get back to Joyce, and she can tell me how to input it.
Yes,
I can do that. So
I actually send out an email to all my clients too to show you how to do it. It's just very easy. It's in the app. You go to request review, and then and then a window pops up. It tells you to put the name of the person and then the phone number. And if you do have the email, you can put it in, but if you don't, you don't have to have it either. Okay. That's the two minimum requirements. It's just name and phone number. And then it's going to send them this automated text message. Thank you for using Laura Mendel Interior Design. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Could you please take a moment and leave me a 5-star review? And it sends the link for them to click on, and it's super easy and it's effective.
What you're telling me is what I understood you to say, but they don't understand that. So you may want to communicate it with them, because they said, no. So that's what I'm just saying. Yeah, that's what I understood. But Natalie most especially said, we don't do that. So
maybe it was like she misunderstood what you were saying. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't privy to the conversation.
No, I know you weren't. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah,
and Joy said the same thing. So I'm just telling you, two people thought that I did it myself, and that's what I did. So what you just said is what I understood.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No,
I'll do that.
Yeah, you input the information in yourself, but the system like actually does the automated text message to get the 5-star review. So maybe they weren't paying attention. I don't know.
Maybe, whatever it is, but I know that. I just don't want it to come from Laura Mendel Interior Design. I don't want it to come from my computer. So I will input it. I just don't want it to come from me. So that's fine. Okay, I'll do that.
It does appear like you're sending it yourself, right? Like it doesn't, it's not like a, like a, it does say, like, remember how I just phrased it? Hey, thank you for using Laura Mendel Interior Design. We appreciate your business. Could you please take a moment to give us a 5-star review? Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. It's going to be something along those lines as a message that it automates the text message for you, right?
All right. I'll do it. I'm not going to go back to clients from like 2 years ago. That's crazy. All right. I'll do what I do. You know what? We'll see if this, I'll do it.
Yeah. Just get the list together as many as you can. Okay. And then once you do have that, then we can, take it step by step, you know? Secondly, let's talk about the website. So I thought we were going to do your website for you. Remember we had that long talk with you and your husband. And so.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought so too, until I realized that you owned it. If I stopped using Local Splash after 3 months, I need to own my own website.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you own your own domain name, but yes, I mean, obviously the website, because, you know, we don't charge for the website and whatnot. It's like our proprietary, you know, thing. And yeah, we do own the website. So that is, something, but you could always have somebody else mimic that exact website. So it's not like it's like, and we work with people that, you know, to help them with that well. So,
no, I wouldn't waste, I'm not going to waste your time or my time doing it twice. So I'm going to own it myself. And I'm going to do everything, but I just want to give you, when I start up, I want to give you the best version of myself. My website's okay, but it's dated and it needs work. I know it needs work.
Yeah.
So I was feeling very, no fault of mine. I was feeling very stressed and pressured the last 2 days when I'm trying to do actual work. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got to get this website done. Yeah. I've got to get, hire a photographer. And I'm saying to myself, why am I making myself crazy? Because I'm putting it on myself. So when I saw on the contract that I could pause it, that's why I wanted to ask you if I can start it at the end of March, and then it'll be better for you and better for me, honestly. Because right now, that's all I was going to say.
Yeah, so the pause is after the first 3 months, right? You can pause it at any time. So the reason why we ask our clients to do a 3-month commitment, number one, it gives you enough time to see how well we're going to work for you and how well you're going to work for us, right? So that's why we have that 3-month commitment on both sides. So,
I
mean, I could talk with my team possibly about maybe if you wanted to change your billing date, like instead of it being on the specific date that you have it already set, you know, maybe we can change it like some other dates in March. Maybe I can work something out like that. I can go see. But like I said, it is a 3-month commitment. There's no pauses in the first 3 months. And that's the
You're right. I understand that. I just don't want to start the 3 months now. Because if I'm paying, if you start it now and I'm paying $300 for this 4 weeks, nothing's going to happen for you or for me. Because I have nothing to give you. I'm overwhelmed and I'm going away, which again is my fault, not your fault. I should have just said to you, Matt, I'll call me back in a month when I have my website done. And I didn't.
The first 3 weeks is programming anyways on our end. So we have a lot of programming in terms of like getting things put together, creating your ads, especially your Facebook ads and all that. So, I mean, a website is a website. People aren't really like so concerned about the website. That's why I focus more, hey, just give me a photo of you, right? You know, more or less like that's because that's the main thing. It's like just differentiating yourself from the rest.
No, need a website. Why would they? They're going to go on to Google, see my name, and not.
So I'm just saying, like the website
kind of
is
crummy.
It's
kind of crummy. It's kind of crummy. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of crummy, and all I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to get out of anything. All I'm trying to do is make it so I'm not crazy because I'm actually going away for a week, and I've got real clients I'm working on now, and start it later. So instead of starting it in February, why can't we do like March, April, May or something?
I mean, we've already like started the process, and then you've already billed, so that's the thing. And like, so I mean, my hands are tied on that sense of it, like, you know, being able to pause if the first 3 months, you know, because I have clients sometimes they do that, like, you know, hey Matt, can we just pause it? And unfortunately, you know, this is why we have an agreement on both sides, you know, so it's fair.
Right.
But, you know, what I can tell you is this. I mean, I can go to my team and I can see if we can possibly change your billing date for instead of it being on February the 9th. March 9th, your next payment, maybe we could do some other time in March, maybe something like that. I'm possibly might be able to get approved, for you and changing
will
your
that
billing.
Will that extend the 3 months, though? That's what I'm trying to do, is extend the 3 months so that I'm actually doing working time during those 3 months.
It
That's
will
all
just
I'm
change
saying.
When your second payment will come out instead of it being on the 9th, maybe some other
I
time.
I get that. But will that stretch it out longer is what I'm saying. It's not the money. I could send you $900 right now.
No, it's not
the
money.
You get the money.
It won't extend the 90 days. Okay. It won't extend the 90 days. You want, like, you give 90 days, you're going to give 90 days. We're just saying, like, let's change just the billing date. Or if you want to just keep it the same, you know, and just have it on the 9th of every month, you know, I mean, what we're doing right now is a lot of groundwork anyways. Like, we have, like, the first 3 weeks, like I explained, there is preliminary stuff. It's the foundational work. Your website is just the aesthetic look of you, okay? That's really what a website is. So we can promote your existing website, but by the time we're ready to, like, fully launch anyways, you're going to probably be done with your website anyways, what you're working on right now to design. So, I mean, like I said, the first thing.
What are you doing now, though? What can you be doing now if I'm not doing anything on my end? Like, I uploaded my license and all that stuff. What are you guys doing? I think you're waiting for me.
No, we're not waiting for you. So what we're doing behind the scenes is programming, and we're linking your address to start organically start showing up so that when people do start keyword searching you, you come out. So there's a lot of programming and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that is happening, right, to get you to show up on Google when people type in those keywords. So that's all behind the scenes stuff. We have to, like, link you to other websites, and we have to link you to the crawlers that Google uses. So when they do type those keywords, interior designer and the Delray Beach area, that you start organically showing up. So there's a lot of stuff of that. And then your Facebook ads too, right? Those are, like, ads that we're actively creating right now. Right. And those should be launching because they take about 7 to 10 days for those ads to be done and then launching on your Facebook. So, like, all that stuff behind the scenes is already started. And, like, our team, like I said, is doing things behind the scenes. So your website, once you have it launched, it's just the aesthetic look of it. It's still going to be the same domain name, of course. You're not going to change that, obviously.
No.
So all that's going to remain the same, you know, but at the end of the day, what really comes down to this is you actually showing up on the search engine and getting that traffic. And that takes time, right? So that's why I was saying is, like, by the time you get your website done, that's when, you know, we'll probably, you know, be completed on our end to then be able to get this website to start showing up on the search engine.
All right. The other thing about Facebook is they wanted me to put, like, generic stock photos up on Facebook of rooms I didn't do, which I'm not going to do. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
So I guess what is it? Let me just ask you a question about Facebook. If I don't know how to say this, I'm sort of, if I have to be actively putting up stuff new pictures every 2 weeks on Facebook, that just isn't going to happen with me. It's not the volume of business like that. If I can give you pictures on Facebook from my existing website and some new ones I'm going to take, that's fine. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I don't think Facebook's going to be beneficial for me. I don't want anyone to waste their time. I'll just work on the Google
stuff. Well, what we use is Facebook, and remember back to, again, and there's a lot of information that gets flowed between both sides. So, you know, like, I don't blame my clients for not remembering everything I said, okay? So that's why I'm always involved and heavily hands-on with everybody. So the reason we're using Facebook is because anytime somebody types in a keyword in your area that relates to your business on Google, and when they log on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from your business to motivate them to want to call you from Facebook. We use this thing called retargeting ads, and those ads are going to help promote you and help get you phone calls from the Facebook platform in addition to Google.
But am I going to see this ad that they're making for me? Because I haven't sent any pictures or anything for the ad.
Great question. You can see it if you want, or, you know, I mean, our team kind of does it behind the scenes and, like, and gets it going, right? And it's designed to promote phone calls, right, to get people to call you. Call
no, I
now.
Get it. I guess I want to see it. It's representing me, so I want to see it, yes.
Okay.
And I don't want a generic picture of a living room up there because that's, you know, That's true. That is not truth in advertising. So if they need a picture of something I've done, I'm happy to send that. But whoever's doing it, and if Joyce is my account manager, then I just need her to say, hey, Laura, you know, we're done. I want you to take a look at this. And then
I can... Joyce is going to be your account manager.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
So I will put the notes, you know, on it that, hey, want to use photos of, like, and if
real
you
work
have any...
that I...
Exactly. If you have any like before and afters or any type of photos, you know, feel free. Like let's get the photos from you. And then what I can do is I can schedule another call with you and Joyce, right? So that we can, you know, arrange the photos and, you know, we can make sure that we're using actual work of yours, you know, and we can even pull some of that off your website that you currently have, or if you have any more updated photos, feel free to get it over to you.
Yeah, I'm getting some taken next week. That was my rush yesterday. I was looking for a photographer. I hired a photographer. I'm getting 6 new ones done, and I might want to use some of them on Facebook. So at some point, when I have a minute to breathe, I guess I'll try to figure out how to get those over to you, and then they can be incorporated into the Facebook ad, and then I can look at the copy and change it if I want to change it. I, you know, right now, as I said, I'm trying to find a web designer. So, it is what it is. I guess if I had it to do over, I would have called you when my website was done. But it is what it is. Okay, I'm not point arguing about it.
Yeah,
all right.
And were you able to find like an affordable web designer? I mean, there's so many of them out there. Like you can type in.
Well,
like, you know.
I got an estimate from a really good guy, and he wanted $2,300, which seemed high to me. But I haven't had a website done in a long time, so what does that sound like to you? It was like a simple site. He was talking about putting it all on one page. I mean, I don't know how that happened. But
I would. I mean, like I said, I mean, you can go. You can go, there's a site called Fiverr, Fiverr.com, right?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of my clients, they go and get websites. I mean, these guys are going to be a little bit overseas, but you can get an affordable website that you own yourself for nothing on that.
Yeah.
You know, that's one source, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
GoDaddy.
Okay. Names of people. Yeah.
Yeah. GoDaddy has teams, too, of people that, you know, can create a website that are like $500, you know, like super. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like all, I mean, you just need something that's going to demonstrate your work and have good photos. I mean, I wouldn't I wouldn't go spend $2,300 on a website either. Like
it does
not
seem like a lot to me too. So I've got some other references, but again, at the end of the day, my photos and you want a photo of me in action and all that kind of stuff is all going to be really important. So that is, you know what I mean? That versus the testimonials, it's not like a bug control where they say, oh, she did a great job of eliminating bugs. People are looking at what I did. So it's important to me that it look nice. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. So it just felt high to me. I'm going to try to go calling someone as soon as you and I hang out. I'm going to call another guy that I got referrals. I don't want anyone overseas. I want someone I can see and someone I can speak to and, you know, someone.
That makes sense.
And I'm going to own it. Of course, I'm going to own the site. Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
You know, I mean, everybody's got a price point, right? I mean, everybody has, like, what they want to spend on stuff. So, you know, my recommendation, let's just take this one step at a time. We don't need to, you know, conquer Rome in one day, right? So let's, you know, handle it, you know, one step at a time. Just focus on getting your website done. Focus on trying to get as pictures as you can. And my team, like I said, will keep working for you on everything else. So my question to you is, should we just leave the billing date on the 9th of every month? Is that fine for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave it on the 9th because
leave
it on the 9th. What's the difference? If we can't pause it, it doesn't matter when I pay the money.
Exactly.
Just, you know.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So, okay. But, well, let me ask you this. When would you like, when do you think you could get us more like pictures or whatnot? And then I'll have Joyce give you another call. Like, when do you think would be?
Well, I have a call scheduled with her. The photographer is coming on the 20th, and assuming I like his pictures, I should have them sometime after that, and then I can pick a few from. Well, the thing is, there's apparently an easy way to take the photos off of my current website and use them on Facebook. I didn't know that, but the guy that I'm working with now, or not working with, we'll see, said you just sort of right click and you can get the photos. I thought they were deeply embedded.
Yeah, no, you can just right-click it and then hit save on your computer, and then you have the photos saved.
So that said, that I can tell Joyce which ones I want. I'm guessing they don't How many photos should I have for a Facebook? I mean, a lot.
How many photos? Like, what's your question?
Yeah, how many photos should I put in the Facebook thing? It's going to be different, not as much as a website, so.
Yeah, I mean, as many as you can get us, right? I mean, like, that's mm-hmm. the main thing is, like, I mean, obviously we don't want one or two, but if you can get us 5, 10, you know.
Okay, all right. But I think we'll wait until after the 20th. Okay.
Okay.
I will see how quickly this guy can turn them around, and I'll send you some, and then they can show me what the Facebook ad's going to look like. And then when I have more time, I will upload the names of my clients. And, you know, as I said, this is going to be a 3-4 week project. I can just tell. But, that's, you know, it is what it is. Okay.
Well, yeah, no worries. All right. At any time, you know, I'm going to be behind the scenes, and I, like I said, I will make sure to send you on how to get those 5-star reviews when the time comes. You know, so we're not there yet, but start making that list when you can. Again, don't stress out about all this stuff, right? So when you can, make it a list of all your past clients that you would like to, you know, at least send this to. I mean, you can go back this couple years. It doesn't matter. I mean, they still did business with you. So we definitely want to get as many 5-star reviews as humanly possible so that
when
people see it, you know, it helps you. It really helps.
I get it. It just comes out of left field if it's too far back. It just comes out of left field. But okay. I will do what I'm comfortable doing. I understand. I'll do what I'm comfortable doing, and we'll see what happens. But, yes, I have 3 things to do. The Facebook pictures of client reviews and my website. I have those front and center, and I will. I'm going to try to fit them in among all my other stuff going on. But, okay. I appreciate the call. Have a good rest of your week.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, no problem. I just, like I said, wanted to make sure I got back in touch with you so that, you know.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime
do appreciate it.
Anytime you need me, you can text me or you can email me too. You know, even when I'm like, you know, even if I'm not at the office, I'm always checking.
You're not working, you're checking, no.
Yeah,
I used to be that person too when I was working the corporate world. No, you don't want to do that. Go enjoy your time off.
I appreciate it, Laura.
It's not life or death.
Exactly.
Not life or death. All right, go enjoy your time, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Yep, no worries.
Thanks,
Matt. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.